Welcome to Halacha in a Year, where we can get to learn all the most relevant halacha through the prism of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. You are listening to Rabbi Yaakov Tramp. This shiur is kindly sponsored by the Moshe Group, NCA, in Zuchus of Rivka Bela, Bas Nechama Shifra, and in honor of Rabbi Tramp. We're going to be looking today at the end of the tefillah, the end of the davening. This is Siman Chafei, the 25th chapter of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. It is a very short siman, and it talks about the basic prayers at the end of the davening. The end of the davening, after the Tachanun and the Kriyas HaTorah is said, is a time which helps us transition from the holiness of the ideas into the reality and complexity of life. It concludes the following prayers, and we're going to go according to Ashkenazic tradition right now, although Nusach Sfarad and Eidrut Mizrahi is slightly different, but it goes as follows. We say Ashrei, that's the 145th Psalm in Tehillim. Then we say Nantzach, which is the 20th Psalm in Tehillim. We say Uvar Etzion, which is a conglomeration of Kedusha and then a few prayers. And then we have Kaddish Deskabel, which is the Kaddish which asks Hashem accept all our prayers, which includes the Amidah and everything which followed it afterwards. That's the capstone of our Amidah. Then we say Aleinu, which is a two-paragraph special prayer. It's not Psukim. It's actually, there's Psukim included, but it's really a special prayer. Then we have a special, what's called Kaddish Yasam. Those who are in mourning say a Kaddish. Then Shir Shil Yom, the Psalm of the Day, which differs every single day of the week. And then Kaddish Yasam, once again, another Kaddish as well. If there's any extra additionals, so if it's Baruch Hinafshon Rosh Chodesh, or if it's L'David Hashem Ori in Elul, and a bunch of Tishrei, or if it's in a base Avel, Lamezach, Livnei Korach Mizmor, Tehillim 49, those are all added in afterwards as well. But let's look at the average day as well. So unpack them one at a time. Why do we have to keep saying Ashrei? It's like we said it already in the davening before. So the Gemara in Brachos and Daf Adalad Ma'alav tells us, in the Rabbi Lozer quotes the name of Rabbi Avina, that a person who says Atilah LaDavid, which is the 145th Psalm in Tehillim, three times a day is promised the world to come. And the Gemara says, why is that? Why is that? If it's because it has the acrostic of the Aleph Beis, there is Tehillim Kuf Yotes, which has the acrostic eight times round. So it says, no, because It is because it has the pasuk of Paseach HaZadach, Hashem opens up his hand and sustains all of the living things. So if that's the case, the Gemara says, well, why don't you just look at Halal HaGadol, Nosa Nechal Ochol Basar, is another Tehillim which says it more explicitly. So the Gemara says, no, because it has both. And there's many explanations which are given as to what that really means. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself in the letters of the Torah, the Aleph Beis, and he reveals himself in the way that he interacts in this world. These are two languages Hashem expresses himself in. This is what Rav Kook says in his commentary on the Gemara in Einayah. But there's something which we're trying to educate ourselves. Hashem does not need our praise. We are educating ourselves as to the way Hashem operates, so we can have that relationship with Hashem. And if we do this three times a day, maybe it'll be drilled into our own skulls when we keep saying this to ourselves to try to bring ourselves to this realization of our true relationship with Hashem. What if I'm not focusing in Ashrei? So one should focus everything one does in life, otherwise it's a real waste of life. But if one is in Ashrei and one did not focus, one needs to have focus the pasuk of Paseach HaZadecha, which is the pay. And if one did not, one would have to go back and say from the pay till the end, because that is the most important part, which is how Hashem sustains all of life. What is the point of Lam Natzach, this 20th Psalm in Tehillim? So it seems like a very deep supplication. It's a place said by a person who's in deep trouble, deep difficulty, and that's why it's not said on happy days during the calendar. So which days is it omitted on? So on Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, all the Purims, Bam, Chol HaMoed, Erev Pesach, Erev Yom Kippur, it is not said. It should be noted that in the Minhag Chabad, they're more a little more liberal about this, and it goes away anytime there's no Tachanun, but the Lam Natzach in Ashkenazi tradition is only on days which are really super happy. What about in a base oval? I don't see them doing it in a base oval in a house of mourning, but isn't that a sad place? So you should say it there. So the reason why we omit it there is because we don't want to bring about the midas hadin, the attribute of justice, and especially at a time where people are so vulnerable in this tehillim, so it speaks to Israel at such a state as well. What is the Uvar Etzion about? So it seems there's two parts. The first part is what's called Kedusha, which is where you quote those psukim from Kodesh, 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 and Baruch Kvod Hashem Yim Komoy, and Yimloch Hashem Yimloch Lanovo Ed. We quote those psukim, but this time we translate them into Aramaic, which is the lingua franca in many parts of the world for many, many, many centuries. And it's to help understand what those psukim mean, which is said all in Aramaic. Today it's a little harder, so one should certainly understand what the Aramaic means. Look at the English and understand what the Aramaic means, because that's the point of it. And then finally, there's a prayer about going out into the world to work, where we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we say, Hashem, we're distinguished from the nations. You made us carry your name. Please place us in a way that we don't waste our lives and waste our time. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, let us do Torah Mitzvah. So that this is all part of sort of transitioning from the realm of the synagogue into the realm of the workplace. That's very clear that this is what Uvar Etzion is about. How is it said? So the Kitzur says it should be said with great kavanah, with great intent. The Aramaic part should not be said out loud. Only the Hebrew part of the Kedusha should be answered. She should not be saying that out loud. Mishnah Berurah points out that when one's saying it alone, one is allowed to say the Aramaic aloud as well. If I need to run, when is the earliest I may leave Shachris? One cannot leave, says the Kisser, before the Kedusha of Uvalet Zion. That's the capstone of the three Kedushas. One is not allowed to leave beforehand. What if I walked into a shul and they were already up to Uvalet Zion and I'm just coming in for the next minyan? So in that case, you are supposed to say Uvalet Zion and the Kedusha with them as well. What happens if, and this is a very common case, I'm catching up. I'm just in the middle of Ashrei in the community, or let's be more specific, the Baal Tvila is really, really fast, and he is already in Uvalet Zion, and he's already up to Kedusha. In that case, one will put one's finger on the place, stop at the end of the Pasuk, and then do that whole area of Kedusha, and then come back to where one is in Ashrei, because one needs to be doing this with the community. Why is Aleinu such an important prayer? Why is the capstone of both Mincha, Ma'ariv, and Shachris, it even appears after a bris and after Kiddush Levana? Why is it so important? So the tradition has it that Yehoshua ben Nun composed this when he first went into the land of Israel. If you look at these two paragraphs, the first paragraph is very much particularistic. We are the nation of Israel. We are special. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you gave us a special mission. The second paragraph is about the universalistic mission of making the world a better place. And we are sort of holding both of those ideas in our hands as we walk out into the world with the dual realization of the uniqueness of Israel, at the same time their mission to the rest of the world as well. It needs to be said with fear and awe. And the Mishnah Berurah brings the idea that angels come to listen to when it's being said, so it should reflect being said in such a manner as well. What is this business with Shir Shel Yom, the prayer, this psalm which we say every day? So when the Karbonis were brought in the Beis HaMikdash, there would be what's called a Mahamad. There would be a delegation of Levium and Yisraelim would stand by the Karbon and they would say and sing certain prayers. And every day there would be a different Shir Shel Yom. And that's what we're doing. So on the one hand, we're commemorating a practice which was done in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, hoping for a time where the Beis HaMikdash will be returned. However, it is also reflecting on the uniqueness of the day. These weren't just chosen randomly. There's something unique about the first day of the week, which relates to Mizmor Chof Dalet. And one needs to appreciate what that is every single day. It also fulfills the mitzvah of preparing for Shabbos. We know that the days of the week are not Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Those are those are actually pagan names, which were adopted just because of the way that we need to refer to things. However, in Judaism, it's Yom Rishon, Yom Sheni, Yom Shlishi, because we're counting towards Shabbos. We're counting and framing our week, and this detailing helps us reflect and regain our perspective, not just the secular perspective of the world around us. How do I leave shul? So when one leaves shul, one needs to turn to face the ark, the Aron, bow slightly towards it and walk out backwards like a servant leaving their master. If you've ever been to the Kotel, you'll notice that people do this as they walk up the ramp to get out of the Kotel. They walk backwards in the same way. This is the appropriate manner in which a person leaves. Similarly, if a person gets an aliyah and they're on the bima, they should do the same. They should walk backwards down the steps, being careful, of course, of the bima. Is there anything special to say? The answer is yes. In the fifth psalm in Tehillim, the people of the Minhag to say, Hashem necheini b'tzidkosecha, Hashem, guide me in your righteousness, leman sharerai haishar lefona derechecha. Please make it straight, make it easier to follow in your route, in your path. So I'm trying to take what I'm saying now to what I'm going to do outside. And finally, what is the appropriate posture leaving the shul? One is not allowed to run out of shul unless one is running to a mitzvah. Let's say one is running to the Beis Medrash, but one is not allowed to run out of shul. One should be careful to walk slowly out of shul because one does not want to make it seem like the Judaism in one's life is a burden upon one. With this, we conclude the halachos at the end of davening. A wonderful meaning.